All right, so it's me. I am Dom Sharp. I am the host of the Listen to This Why Shit podcast, the home of Potty Mouse, the fastest growing podcast in the history of podcasts. Don't Google that shit, though, because that's a fact. And this episode that you're about to hear today is called Low Management. Low Management's episode that me, Cam, and Rob did on March 5th, 2020, right? The only reason I hadn't put the podcast out until this point is because when we did it, we thought it was a bad episode. So on that following Saturday, we doubled up and we did an episode which became Donations, and Donations is one of our favorite episodes. But don't think that I'm just giving you a bullshit episode here, because trust me, I taste tested this, I listened to it myself, and it's not a bad listen. I actually chuckled a lot, I laughed a lot. It's actually a lot of heartfelt moments where my friends talk about, you know, me being single again. So enjoy that. But what I really want to talk about right now is something important to me. So this podcast that I started by myself in my room. Matter of fact, I used to record this podcast in my closet of my apartment on my cell phone. This same podcast now has 1,000 total listens. That's no small feat. That's no small feat for me. 1,000 total listens is a lot to me, especially coming from the fact that I started this podcast with no base. There was not like a group of people that said, yo, I'm going to listen to that shit when it starts. Like most podcasters, no bigger podcasters, when they start a podcast, they have a built-in fan base, you know? Yeah, I've been rapping forever, but I never really cultivated a fan base in rap. So it wasn't like it was going to be people who was going to follow me from rapping to podcasting. So the fact that I've amassed 1,000 listens is a lot. On top of that, I have 75 total listeners now. 75 of you dumb fucks decide to listen to me and my friends talk about things that we are not educated enough to talk about. And I appreciate you for that. Matter of fact, this round of applause for you. I don't know how you do it. No, I do. Like, we're funny, but we're not educated enough to talk about any of the topics we talk about. But you give us time out of your day, and I appreciate you for that. I really do. But because it's a lot of new people around here, it's a lot of new people here, one thing I need you to do. So on my social medias for my podcast page, on Twitter and Instagram, combined, the podcast only has about 60 followers. This podcast has 75 listeners. I need you guys to go to my Instagram page and my Twitter page. The Instagram page is Listen to This While You Shit. While you're on the podcast Instagram page, Listen to This While You Shit, I need you to take all of our posts from our feed and post it onto your story. I need your friends to see this shit. Send it to your, if your friends see it on your story, they take that as a cosign. They may click on it. They may like the content. Share it with your friends. The only way this podcast is ever going to grow is word of mouth. If you tell your friends about it, they'll listen. I'll tell your friends about it, they're going to be like, nah, it's same concept when you was a kid. No, if you ask your mom, she gonna say yes. If I ask her, she gonna say no. So you gotta tell them. I can't tell them. Also, go to our Twitter page, Listen and Shit. Go to our Twitter page, Listen and Shit. Give us a follow and retweet, like everything you see. Every time I put out a link for all these podcasts, retweet it, like it, DM it to your group chat. Make sure your friends see, because same concept. If you don't tell your friends about it, it's never going to grow. It's never going to grow. And to be blunt and honest, I want this podcast to be revenue stream for me. I want to get paid off this, just to be completely honest with you. I want this thing to be something I can make money off of. The only way I'm ever going to be making money off of it is the guys who actually listen, the guys and girls. It's actually 75% of the guys listen to this shit. So the guys and 25% women who listen to this shit actually support it. I need to tell your friends about it. If you spread the word, I can grow. So that's what I need. But also, 66% of you listen to this on Apple Podcasts. So I need all of you guys, all 66% of you who listen to this shit on Apple Podcasts, to go to the Apple Podcasts and rate and review us. Whether you love this shit or you hate this shit, give us a review. If it's a 5-star review, you love this podcast. You love that I'm funny. You love the stories. You love our camaraderie when we're all here together. Tell me that. Tell me that so I know what I can do to keep this thing good, to keep it fresh, to keep it going. Now, if you hate this podcast, which It's which is a legit thing. Maybe you hate this fucking podcast. You think it's terrible. You think it's bad. You think I talk too much. You think I ramble. You think I'm too loud. Whatever it is, tell me so I can work at those things. Give me a 1-star and tell me what the fuck I'm doing wrong so I can be better. The only way I'm ever going to get better, if you tell me what I'm doing wrong so I can improve based off those things. Right? So, like I said, this is low management episode we did March 5th. It's really funny. I think it's really funny. There's some really funny moments here. Go to our Instagram page. Listen to this while you should. Go to our Twitter page. Listen and shit. Do those things I told you to do. And yeah, I see you guys later on this week. Thanks for listening, man. I appreciate you.
Same person.
2:30, baby, won't you meet me by the bean? Too early, maybe later, you could show me things. You know what it is whenever I visit Windy City, she blowing me kisses. No, 30 degrees, way too cold, so hold me tight. Will I see you at the show tonight? Will I see you at the show tonight?
Hey. Truck to the plane, to the truck, truck to the hotel lobby. Me, I go through underground garages, presidential suite on deposit. Elevator up to the room, shower up, and then we hit the club. Touchdown, gotta see what's up. Area code in my phone. What numbers do I still have? Who do I know from the past? Hit one, she say she got a man. Hit another one, it goes green. Must have changed foes on the team. Remember when you let me in between? That was 2017. All good. Each other look around, find one to see my type. Damn, my dog, and he know what I like. He done found me plenty in my life. Problem is, I meet a girl tonight. Then I go and treat her too nice. Galleria credit card swipes. I don't even know if she a wife. But I do know one thing, no. Women, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, I'll sit my drunk ass on that runway.
All of my bitches, they know how to pose. This hoodie, Martine Rose. I'm getting paid for a flow. You know how these things go. I fuck her, then I gotta roll. She wanna roll around some more. I hate that I told her no. But I gotta get this money. It ain't gonna make us. Oh, it's like, nah, you know what I'm saying? You know, retired rapper shit. You dig me?
Hold on. Nah.
Yo. Niggas laughing, but I put that on the beat.
Retired rapper. Oh.
Nah, it's funny, though.
He got a verse, bro. He got a solid 8 talking about some retired rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I definitely got a solid 8. You know what I'm saying?
Retired rapper shit.
Yeah, this nigga not retired.
Niggas don't be hearing because that would be the punch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the punch?
Yeah. No, we got to start the pie over, nigga.
Nah, bro, that shit get kept.
Ain't
nobody
saying. You don't give a fuck about me. I know it's getting kept. Niggas want me to. He just want to embarrass me.
First of all, bro, I get embarrassed every week with this podcast. Every fucking week I come in and get embarrassed.
Everybody get bashed a little.
Nah, bro, not you. But I be. No, not Rob at all. Rob never get bashed.
Right.
But it be me a lot, though. Like, I just. Bro, last week.
Be me.
No.
Bro, niggas made
y'all
my.
Y'all never asked me to divulge.
Bro, niggas made fun of my mental health for 30 minutes last week.
That shit was funny.
It was.
That shit was the fucking
bitch. Niggas said, my brain is chemically imbalanced. Niggas compared me to the Hulk last week.
Dumb smash. Like,
that's how y'all give it up. Shit is crazy. But welcome back to another episode of the Listen Is Why You Should podcast. The only podcast that occurred.
I came in with that joint kind of hard.
What?
That would have been a way to set the damn pod off, though. I tell you that much.
What, that verse?
Yeah, that's me coming in. You know what I'm saying? Like. I'm shooting from the logo.
If the verse is hard, you would dig.
Yeah. And on the beat, that jump probably hard though.
Bro, let me introduce the pod, then we can talk. Welcome back to another episode of the Listen Is Why You Should podcast, the only podcast that encourages you to listen to why you should. The fastest growing podcast in history of podcasts. Don't Google that, it's a fact. It's me, I'm your host, Dom Sharp. I got my man Cam with me, aka the connoisseur, aka the pop star, aka the visionary. I got my boy Rod with me, aka Knights, aka Glokashi, all that. And we here.
Yes, now sir.
Now you can talk about your raps.
This is the Listen to This Why You Shit podcast. Home of the Potty Mouse.
Okay.
We like to talk shit.
Okay. You want to add tags? Yeah. All right. I add that next week. You mean? Bro, what the fuck we finna talk about today? No.
Yeah, but add that. That was nice. That was.
No, it's off top. No, I remember that. No, we gonna add that. I got a question for y'all. Off rip.
Yo.
I have one too. Go ahead.
You ever beat your dick and you double back on a beat dick like 2 minutes? Like not even 2 minutes. It's still more in there.
I feel like when I start, I have intentions on like, yo, today's gonna be the day I'm in this joint.
You know what's I do the same thing. I'd be like, yo, I might get like 2-3 out real quick.
Yo, niggas be talking about giving these self rounds. Yo, I be in my head like I'm finna give you rounds tonight.
Yo, I be having different windows up. Like, all right, I'm finna get number one. This number two.
Nigga said he opened different windows. That's crazy.
I got two different vids for the third round.
Nah, like, bro, I'm nasty, bro. I just double back on the same video. Like, I'm like, nah, I gotta do that one again.
Like that. Everybody got
sometimes you
playlist.
Finish too early on a John. It's like, and then you watch and it's like, fuck. He just like they just start going crazy. You know what I'm saying? It'd be Lexington Steel. He'd be going fucking nuts. He'd be going nuts.
He'd be going.
And it'd be like, damn, I should have just waited it out.
Niggas, he be going nuts.
Nah, because
not the bitch, but Lexington, though.
No, because for me, I put myself in the shoes of whoever the man is. So I'm going at whatever pace is being set. So, you mean, I'm putting myself in Lex's shoes. Mr. Steel.
Bro, we pulling up early today.
Fast
break.
I feel like that's why I never enjoy lesbian porn.
Cause
it got to be strap on.
I don't really enjoy it that much either.
Yeah, because it doesn't.
Like,
it don't do nothing for you.
I just be like, ooh, okay.
The whole point of it is like I'm putting myself in the
exactly.
Like I'm imagining that's me.
Like you can't imagine yourself when the dude not there.
And when the dude is not performing, like you ever watch like interracial porn, and it's like the white boy is not clapping her cheeks.
Like, bro, I don't watch porn with white people in it.
Bro, white people dominate. We are the minority in that shit. White people dominate porn.
Yeah, but I
sometimes my favorite black porn star, like her ass might look juicier in a particular video that might just have to have like it just happens to have the white guy in there. So I'm gonna put up with it for her.
You niggas watching like porn like made by like production companies or like. Like, how we carrying it?
It depends, man. It depends on how oiled up she is. That's really the honest truth. Like,
are you like oil butt?
Yeah, nigga. When she oiled up crazy and it's 4K, I'm in there.
4K.
It either got to be 4K, oiled up, or it got to be recorded on an Android in somebody's basement.
Bro,
it's no in between.
Bro, I love how 4K is one of the requirements for you to beat it. Like, nah, she need that. That shit need to be 4K oil with you.
No, I'm a 720p guy.
Nah, 720p, 4K. What's the difference in India?
Ain't really no difference.
Nah, bro, give me that standard def, that 420, bro. I'll handle that.
420 is not standard.
That is
def
not
definition.
Standard. Maybe
not
standard.
In fucking maybe 2006. Nigga.
Yeah, that's how I get down, bro.
He wanted this shit recorded on a razor,
bro.
On a chocolate phone,
bro. Right. I want this
iPhone
shit
3GS,
bro. Yeah. I want this shit that like the bull set his phone up against like a candle in his room, and she didn't even know. And you see Shawty looking around the room for the camera.
You like the hidden camera shit?
Nah, but it got to be real, though.
It got to be real?
Got to be real.
I like the OnlyFans videos, too.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Bro, I beat off
to Twitter porn way more than regular porn nowadays.
Really?
For facts. Yeah. For facts. Because sometimes I don't feel like typing in Pornhub, and that made me feel like a sleazeball. But if I can just go to, like, you know.
That's why you keep windows open.
I'm going to be honest.
Sometimes it make the session longer.
When you got to look for it.
Yeah, that, and then it's just like... It's like they'd be like 2 minute videos. So niggas just be stretching
it
out.
Hold on. Y'all put time limits on your shit?
What are you talking about?
Sometimes you in a pinch.
You're saying it takes too long, but I mean, I might appreciate the journey.
No, sometimes you'll be in a pinch. Like, I like to beat before I go to work, and like, I do that last minute.
I don't like watching one 30 minute video. I can spend the same amount.
No,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I like the Twitter John sometimes, because I want to watch the highlights of several videos. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, because I seen a meme where it was like, niggas watch the first 30 seconds of the porn, and then it's like a gap where they skip to the position they looking for that they enjoy, which is me, where I'm looking for a fucking reverse cowgirl, back shots, like, you know what I'm saying? So the 2 minute joint is giving me exactly what I want, where I'm not skimming through the video, and then I can just go through whatever their feed is and just keep finding shit, and niggas is just...
So basically, Cam type nigga, like, he don't watch the whole game. He just go on YouTube and watch the highlights.
Exactly.
That's the Cliff Notes.
I'm a highlight guy, too.
You a highlight?
Yeah, I don't like the lead.
I'm not watching all of that shit. I don't need to see the acting unless it's funny.
I don't. Bro, need
the only ones I watch be the funny ones where they know that the acting's bad.
But I don't never watch like porn that's produced by like a production company. Like I like all my shit to be like in the basement. Like my go to like search is like BBW get fucked in the staircase. That's like Philly my go to.
Huh? Philly Thought.
Yo, Philly Thought. That's number one. For sure. But sometimes I seen all the Philly Thought videos. It's like, oh, I seen all these.
Yeah, it'll be enough sometimes.
It'll be enough. Like, yo, somebody need to expose a new bitch or something.
Yeah.
Like, I need to know. But BBW Thought Get Fucked in the Staircase is always a go-to. Because it's always going to be, like, some random bitch.
Yo, that shit, low-key, that should be, like, child porn shit that didn't get filtered out. Because it'd be fucking high school videos.
And nah,
like,
bro.
I'm telling you, bro. I seen one and I'm like, I can't watch this.
You can always tell when it's a high school video. You can always tell. Like, if it's at a park, high school. If it's in a stairwell that look like familiar, high school.
Right. If the niggas is, if both the niggas is bomb and got the same shirt on, it's a high school joint.
If it's a backpack in the video, right, high school.
Because some of them joints, like, there's no way Pornhub is, like, how they going to verify it.
They and, don't.
That's yeah, why I'm like, I'll just stay away from some of that shit.
They can't. Yo, we started the pod nasty today.
Yeah, and that went down a dark one.
What was your question, Kevin?
You start this drawing over,
bro. No, he don't.
Nah, I this is vaguely what I remember. I don't think this is the same thing I wanted. But I was going to say, have you guys ever been cheated on?
Not to my knowledge. Not that I know of for sure. Mm. I got an inkling that she cheated on me. Like, I think. But I know for facts. Have you? Like, you know for a fact?
Well, you know, I ain't really been in too many relationships. Like, I could tell you a bitch that, like, kind of did me, like, I was choosing on a thought that, you know, chose on one of my mans.
Damn.
We all know this story.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do I know that story?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I
take the L because I was choosing.
Damn, she chose out? They just be choosing?
I was choosing, and that's not how to, you know what I'm saying?
You chose and you lost.
I chose and I lost.
That's a bad job.
Yeah.
Damn. How you choosing, you lose, bro?
It happens, bro. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you choose the wrong one.
I mean, but, said he was cheated on, though. Let's hear it.
Oh, you said you, like, tell me, you know for a fact you was cheated on? Or you got an inkling?
She told me.
Oh, she told. Oh, she brave, brave.
You know who?
Oh, from.
You know who?
But that don't count, dog. That was high school.
Hey, you said, did I ever get cheated on? You did. Oh, high school? You never said when.
Oh, high school count?
You ain't never said
when.
Can
we get some details?
I got cheated on high school.
It's not a whole lot to it.
Let's hear it.
I think it was.
Divulge.
I think I was still recovering.
Take a shot.
Huh?
Nigga said divulge. Take a shot.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm going to lick. It was back when I was recovering from that car accident I was in. Right. I had the fucking the brace on. I think it was like around her birthday or something.
Yeah,
speaking to the mic.
It was around her birthday or something, right? And I was injured. And I couldn't come see her, right? And she was around some people. You know what I'm saying? So later that night, from what I remember, she had texted me like, yo, some shit went down. Yada, yada, yada. It happened, right? And I'm like, I'm sitting here, I'm pissed, right? But she getting mad that I'm getting mad. She's like, why are you being so immature?
She told you what did she do though?
They did a little, you know what I mean?
Let's hear it, dog.
You niggas got that vote. You said around some people. So what that mean?
Right.
Nah, she had her little older crowd.
So she got bust down by mad niggas?
Where she got bust down?
I don't know if she got buzzed down by mad niggas. I don't think she didn't tell me she got that.
All right, then what did she tell you exactly?
How severe was the buzz down?
I mean, she told me they fooled around. That's pretty much it.
Was it one or multiple?
It was vague. She said it was vague. I knew the bull. I knew of the bull. The bull went there and he was older, right? And you know, this is when niggas was young. And
so we talking about statutory rape.
This ain't what I knew about.
Yeah, cause I kept this shit to myself.
Yeah.
This is the first time you hearing this shit.
Yeah, this is the first time.
Yeah, cause I think the only person I told this was maybe Eric. Maybe cause we was dumb close back then. But yeah, like I knew of the bull. The bull was like her quote unquote brother.
Oh damn.
You know what I mean? The lick was involved, yada yada yada. I think the following day,
stepbrother fucks hot sister in her tight asshole. She said it was her brother.
Yeah, that's funny as shit.
So the next day,
yeah,
the next day, I think we had advisory together. Mm-hmm. Me and the John, whatever, right? Or was it when class was? It might have been at the end of the day. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. So the bull show up, right?
He showed up to school.
Showed up to school.
He didn't go there.
Told us we could have strolled him.
I ain't go there, but
so, I was a little bitch when we was back then. And so he pull up. I'm standing next to her, right? Mean mugging him, pissed, right? She looking at me like something wrong with me, right?
Yeah, bitch, crazy.
So, and what happened? She basically just repeating like, "Yeah, like why would you like? There's no reason for you to be that angry. Like you need to really work on your maturity." Like,
bitch, you got thumped on. Like, bitch got thumped.
It was a whole bunch of nonsense, I think. And then she was like, "Yeah, I think we need to take a break."
Not the break.
Yeah, this is when I discovered the break.
Damn, this was
the first break I ever experienced.
This was your introduction to the break.
The introduction. Yeah.
You said the introduction.
You definitely did say introduction.
Nigga just made up a word.
I was gonna let you slide, but it was rough.
This is your introduction,
bro. Bro, niggas call me slipping. What's okay? So what?
Nah, that's not once. It's not the first time.
But we caught you slipping too, but I was off mic, so we need to go.
Bro, I be slipping.
Bro, niggas.
Bro, I slipped into the podcast, bro.
Nigga, you did slip and fall into the pod. Niggas came in with the bars. Them Jones was not good.
I be recovering though.
All right, so get back to the story. Did you fight the nigga?
No. I told you I was a bitch.
So basically, y'all just meme-mugged each other.
He wasn't meme-mugging me.
Oh, he didn't care.
One side he didn't give a
beef.
Fuck.
At one
it was definitely one-sided beef.
Damn, bro, you put
bro,
it down.
You supposed to put and hands on that nigga.
I was recovering from my car accident. I couldn't really do too much.
To put hands on him.
And I told, bro, I keep saying I
what
was
year was
not,
this?
This was, I don't know.
Was it?
High school, it? Sophomore.
Well, who was the boy, though?
I don't remember, my nigga. It was an older boy. That was one of her friends.
Bro, he probably dead by now. Fuck that nigga.
Or he probably still fucking around with the high school.
Still in high school is nuts.
Yeah, he probably got another high school joint.
Bro, still fucking high school bitches today is crazy. I could never like.
Yeah, that shit crazy, bro. Bitches is what this could be. They get dumber and dumber.
I swear to God, bro. Bitches. Bro, I'm single now. And how come every bitch still stuck on the ex but mine? This shit hurt. Like
I got the one smart bitch out of all of them.
Like every bitch out here, Shuddy, I fuck with. You know, Shuddy. You know, Shuddy. She told me she just fucked her ex the other day, right?
Where?
That ass. You know me.
I know the boy.
You know boy?
Yeah. If it's the boy, I think it is because she had one that was like a serious ex.
Bro, whole time though, like I'm talking to him about like, yo, how that make you feel? Like, why you?
Oh, you sipping?
Wow.
Big simping.
That's a bad joint.
No, first of all, bro, I like to know why you fucking this nigga. Like what's the reason?
I want to know too. Sometimes, you know, but it's just funny because you want to fuck, so you simping.
No, I wasn't simping though.
How's
it simping though?
That's a little simpish.
How is it simpish?
Bro, that's simping.
First of all, I told her she was dumb for doing it, so I wasn't simping. I wasn't just like, yo, shit happens.
It's still simping, bro. You're supposed to be like, damn, that's wild, but you know, when my turn. It's like, nah, I'm fucking with you. But this is how you be talking to me.
When I be you be talking like to us that, about, yeah.
You be mad aggressive
with the shit.
You like, yo, you asking her about her emotions and shit. You ain't even fuck.
Yeah, but I be fucking though.
Nah, you simping right
you
now.
You definitely do. You be like, yo, crazy. You asked her how her day was and you ain't even eat her
ass
yet?
You doing a lot for a bitch that you ain't fuck.
You ain't even eat her ass yet and you asking her if she want coffee? What the fuck wrong with you? Like, you be on that type shit.
I mean, but that's how I be carrying it. I do be fucking. Like, I do be.
Are you going to beat, though?
Potentially.
Potentially.
It's definitely.
It's in the works.
It's definitely. The beat's definitely in the work. The beat's definitely in the work.
Yeah, is it a to be determined?
This basement?
Oh, she's just not trying to come down here?
No, I'm not trying to break it down here.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Why?
Because.
He's simping. He thinks she. Yeah. He thinks she kind of like.
Yeah.
Nah,
be the next one.
I don't know, bro. I do. You. She but, not. But you heard the raps.
It's over.
You heard the raps. I'm looking for one.
Nah, you shouldn't.
I shouldn't be looking for one.
Nah. Take a break, bro.
Nah, bro. This hoeing shit not fun though, bro.
You don't need to be hoeing it. You need to just like figure yourself out.
Solitude,
bro.
Solitude.
I know myself. I'm bipolar schizophrenic, and I like to play 2K. And
but
I
that's
like
not everything.
But what is? But I don't know what nigga be
you
saying.
On some, you on some shit with that girl who diary we got? I ain't gonna say her name neither. We got, but we got the tapes on her, and you acting like her right now.
How I'm acting like her though,
bro? This is you read the book.
Yeah, but like my act's not the same. I wasn't cheating.
The girl
though.
That we talking about. Go ahead. Is also bipolar schizophrenic from what she told us growing up.
Was she? And
she.
I need to hear her.
Fall. You don't want to do that.
Oh yeah. I don't. You right.
You don't want to do that, but she just would fall into patterns of like thinking that she knows herself and trying to feeling like a relationship is the what you call them, answer to her problems.
Yeah, but I don't feel like a relationship is the answer to my problem though.
That's what you be saying, bro.
No.
You just sent us a mixtape of music about that.
I wasn't saying that's not what you got the wrong concept from the song. The song
he said no, the concept was
the concept was y'all want that and I'm tired of this shit. No, but real shit though, like I don't think I'm out here like, yo, I want a bitch to make me feel better about myself because to be honest,
that's how you be. I don't know if you be joking about it, but that's how I come off.
What, like you serious? That's how you be like seeing me?
Yeah. That's how it comes off. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think I need a bitch to make me feel better about
that's
myself.
That's how you make it sound.
For real?
That's how you portray it.
I don't think I'd be portraying it like that though.
No, we just telling you from outside look.
No, I get that. But like y'all think but the key word is to feel better about myself. There's that like
yeah.
I don't know. I think I like stability. And I think like I want a bitch that I can like watch TV shows with and shit like that. And like listen to podcasts.
No, you don't.
No, for sure.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I mean, no, he probably do because that's what you used to.
That's what I'm saying.
You've been doing that for the last 2 years.
Yeah, but even before then, I was a serial monogamous, though. Even before then, I was jumping from relationship to relationship.
That shit is not.
That shit's not healthy, bro.
Yeah, but like.
Because then you develop abandonment issues.
I don't think I got abandonment issues.
Bro, you just was telling us how you got the one bitch that don't want to fuck with you no more.
Yeah, bro, because I ain't get the final beat. If I would got the final beat off, I would have felt better.
The final beat.
I ain't get the final beat.
I know that feeling. I know that feeling.
Bro, that's all it is at this point. Like, damn, I didn't get the final beat.
No, I think niggas need to just get out and experience, the world as a single man. You don't really be out like that.
I mean, I be out.
You be going to like, you be out. You just don't be out with me.
Yeah, because you don't invite me nowhere.
I don't really be going out like that.
Y'all know me. I don't go nowhere.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of where I went out last Friday, but
like I be going out more.
To that, I can't even remember where I went.
Like I go out pretty often though. Like I go out, like every weekend I go out. I'm doing some. I'm going to the bar, even if I'm not drinking. We at the bar, we fucking around, we chilling and shit like that.
Yeah,
like I don't know. I be out. I just don't. Here's my thing though, bro. Here's my thing. I'm a talker. And I hate when I don't have people to talk to. That's why I started this podcast, so I can have people to talk to. Like, I literally made my friends have to talk to me at least once a week by starting this podcast. Like, I did that. And, like, when I don't have niggas to talk to, I'd be like, yo, somebody talk to me. But when I don't got that, niggas be like, yo, who can I bounce these ideas off of? Sometimes I need people to tell me I'm stupid and I'm dumb. But that's the point of, like, having a girl, like, having a significant other. To be honest, bro, I don't even want one bitch, bro. Let me tell you the idea I've been entertaining a lot, bro. I'm about to be poly. Like I'm about to be poly, and if the girl I'm poly with, she want to bring in
poly is like you gotta be careful how you preface that because polygamous or polysexual.
No, not polysexual, nigga. I'm not about to fuck. Let me get the idea out. Like the way I see it as if the shawty I'm fucking with, like if she say I can't have another bitch, does she have another nigga? I won't fuck him or nothing like that. Like we can fuck her together, but think about like all the. All the benefits.
Polysexual is a real thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure I make that up.
I'm pretty sure it is. It might.
Isn't it, what's it called?
That might just be bisexual. We just stupid.
Or isn't it?
No, I think polysexual is the proper term for someone who has no preference for.
I thought it was pan. Pansexual.
Yeah, that's pansexual.
It might be pansexual. Yeah,
pansexual. Look at us being progressive
all
in the pocket.
Made up.
I mean, all words are made up.
We kind of like part of the the patriarchy by creating a label for somebody.
Damn.
At the end of the day, they just humans.
Damn, bro, it got deep real fast on this.
Fuck who you want to fuck. Just don't fuck me.
You ain't even know it.
You don't even know it.
You ain't even know it.
That might be my sleeper, John.
You ain't even know it.
Yeah, that might be my song of the week.
You ain't even know. Was that song that good?
I love that song. I like Rocco verse.
I don't know about that one.
Who that on monster that song? Truck sit tall as fuck, so big, can't even tow it.
Who on that song?
It's Rocco, Future, and Rick Ross.
Then like seven say, people. I remember Ross on that joint.
And then it was hella, like TDE did a remix.
I say it was hella remixes to that.
Yeah, we ain't get one of them in a long time.
What, like one song everybody do a remix to?
Yeah.
Because all the rappers, all the big rappers don't do it no more.
Bro, they need to bring that back. I love that. I love that. I love when, especially when it's like, oh, such and such and such and such got together for their remix. Like, it was big for me seeing that TDE did their own joint.
Nah, that shit ain't gonna happen no more. Niggas don't care about that shit enough.
Yeah, rap has changed, bro.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Nah.
I mean, shit come back around, though.
Will it?
It do.
Yeah. Like, that's something that's like, why wouldn't you? Yeah. Like, I want to see something like Swagger Like Us again, bro.
It's going to come
shit
back,
like that
bro.
Be happening all the time.
It's going to come back, bro. Like, history repeats itself.
Yeah, I think the only way I'll really be satisfied with it is if them four niggas do it again. If they make a new one.
Yeah.
We need to start that campaign. Swagger Like Us Part 2.
Nigga just told me I need the bitch to make me feel good about myself.
Bro, I didn't say that. You said that.
Nigga, I asked you, was like, yeah, yeah.
No, you said that that's what, like, I said that that's how you sound. Yeah. So I'm saying that you are saying that you need a bitch to feel better about yourself.
Yeah, I don't think that, though. All right, we left that topic. I was over just festering on that
he
shit.
Said, that shit touched him. He said, damn, I need to talk to my therapist about that. Yeah. They don't have medicine for that one.
They don't got medicine for that. They don't got medicine for heartbroken pills.
Right.
Shit.
Damn, have y'all ever cheated on somebody?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm a big-time cheater. I was a big-time cheater.
I haven't.
You never cheated on nobody before?
Bro, I ain't been in that many relationships.
Bro.
I almost did.
This is my longest shit.
I almost did.
Bro, my ex, I cheated on my ex before her with my ex. like she was my girl while I was with my previous girl. I'm a big-time cheater. Am I ex before that? I was like what Drake said, I jumped out of a relationship before I get left in it. Like before, when I felt that shit was crumbling, mm-hmm. I already had my next shawty on deck. It's in, like, we've been talking for 3 months. We in love already.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. That's how I carry it. You was about to leave me out here heartbroken.
But you don't even know if that was really about to happen, though.
No, it happened every single time.
Shit,
maybe
scary.
Because you manifested it.
Nah, I wasn't. Like, I'm definitely trying to work it out, boy. Mm-hmm. But if, like, me working out not working, and I can feel you, and if I can feel you pulling away, I'm not about to keep trying to, like, pull you back in. Mm-hmm. That's rape.
That is great. Yeah, that's kind of rape.
You mean?
I think if this one that I'm in right now, if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to be in another one for a really long time. I'm really just
going to... Yeah, I feel the same way.
I'm going to be by myself for a long time.
Solitude.
Because being in this relationship has taught me some things about myself. And
well, this is your first real one, right?
Yeah, for real, for real. And
you just did like four.
There's things that I knew, right? That's crazy. That's crazy. But it's things that I knew about myself going into, and it's more things that I learned about myself going like as it progresses, you know. It's been a while though. It's, you know, shit going kind of strong.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if I like being single. Like, I don't know if I like this shit. Like, this shit ain't fun.
I feel like when I was, because recently I just got in, you know, I just got in my shit.
Yeah.
And then I was single for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
When I was newly single, I hated that shit. I hated it. I felt like my routine was off. Like, I was so used to waking up to something. And then when it wasn't there no more, I had to, like, you know what I mean, readjust where my feelings go. Mm. So I had to, like, kind of manage my time better. And it was, like, crazy to me because it was like, oh, shit, I actually have time to develop myself and, like, change how I think. Because to me, like, 2 years later, I look back when I was, you know, 20 and I was like, I think, like, damn, I was really a dickhead when I was 20.
Yeah.
You know, without even noticing it, I was doing some dumbass shit, you know what I mean?
I'm still a dickhead.
I still think I'm a dickhead too, but not to the degree of how I was when I was 20 and I was like, what am I gonna do now? I don't got my best friend no more.
I don't got nothing no more.
Nah, bro, I feel that vibe, bro.
It happens, bro. I'm dead ass with yo. It happens,
bro. I feel you.
Cause it's like, damn, I want to go here, but who I'm gonna go there with?
Oh yeah, bro.
I wanna fuck something. Who am I fuck on? I really don't keep that problem for me, bro. I don't keep hoes. Y'all know me. I'm in the house.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, like I don't keep hoes, bro. I be on the music shit.
The single shit, that's the part that sucks the most. It's just like not having somebody to fuck on.
Cause then my thing is I don't fuck on Jones like that because I be putting my feelings into it.
Yeah.
Like I do. Like even a Jones I should have just fucked and left, I put my feelings into it. Yeah. And then somehow I got myself hurt from that.
Bro, I be loving all my hoes too, bro. Don't feel bad. I be loving all my hoes.
I don't love my hoes.
I be loving them.
I appreciate them. That's a little different though.
Bro, niggas be calling that simping, but I just call that whole appreciation.
It is whole appreciation.
That's all it is.
Ain't nobody really loving these hoes. Appreciation is hilarious. They just appreciate them.
Bro, I think the bigger pod, they got an idea that when you start the song with a certain, when you start the pod with a certain song, you set the mood for the pod. And we started with Drake today. The mood is somber today.
I think it's the lighting.
You think it's the lighting?
I just realized what he was talking about because he's talking about Chicago. So I'm like, what does that mean? Meet me by the bean. But it's the bean in Chicago. Yeah, that's. I'm trying to take a weekend out there too. I want to see my girls down for that.
I thought he's about to ask us.
Nah. No, I don't want to go to Chicago with you.
I don't want to go to Chicago with you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Niggas don't know. No thing, bro. I'm gonna book a cruise. I'm just gonna be a thought on the cruise for about a week.
Bro, you could probably take one of the Johns on a cruise.
Nah, I thought about that.
Be with them that long?
Not that, but I want to fuck on the cruise. And if she not trying to give me the threesome, then I'm a cool.
Then I'm a cool.
then I'm cool. Like, cause honestly, like if you not my shawty, but first of all, bro, come on. Taking shawty on the cruise on the date, bro. That's the first date, the cruise.
Nah,
the first date, flight.
Is that tricking?
That's
tricking.
That's tricking.
Got it.
That's tricking for sure. Like,
is it?
Got that. It's tricking. It ain't tricking if you got it.
Nah, bro. Even if you got it, bro. The first date is the cruise. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, bro.
What if you was gonna go regardless? Is that still tricking?
Yes, cause go by yourself. Then if you was gonna go, but go regardless. It's gonna be bitches on the cruise. Why you bringing a bitch? That's like bringing sand to the beach. Exactly. That's like bringing sand to the beach.
What if I want to fuck that one joint though?
It's not tricking. No. If it's somebody you fuck with, nah.
No, but we talking about in the context of like the bitches I'm fucking with. Like none of these bitches is the one. Like I know they're not.
I don't know. I don't think it's tricking if you got it.
I don't think it's tricking.
But I don't think you got it.
I mean, I got a little bit, but I ain't got her. Like I got me.
No, but if she go or if you cover something, it's not tricking. Like, I was thinking, like, for, like, say, like, for example, with my Miami trip. Like, all the other shit I already got paid for, you know what I'm saying? If she just got, like, her ticket there and I paid for the ticket back, like, the portion back, like.
That's tricking.
No, it's not. That's not tricking.
That's not tricking at all.
That's, like, getting the Uber back, you know what I'm saying?
I've done that a plethora of times.
Yeah, you talking about the Uber back. The Uber is $30 at max. Like, that's if you live in, like, North or some shit.
But if you got it, it's the same thing.
You know what I'm saying?
If you got it, it's the same.
That's what I'm saying.
It's always in your, if that's not in your tax bracket, then you can't do it.
If you stretching yourself out to do it, then you tricking.
Exactly.
I don't know. Like, I'll buy a bitch some food. Like, bitch say she hungry. Yeah, bitch, I'll get you a little cheesesteak platter. I'll feed you.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been a trick. Have you ever felt like you've been a trick, though?
Nah, bro.
You ever felt like a bitch was using you for money? Like, she's doing shit?
Bro, first of all, y'all know how I talk and exactly who I am. I'm the hard on thoughts. Unless I, like I said, the most I do, I feed you and I call you Uber here and back. That's because I need you to shut the fuck up. So I feed you to shut the fuck up, but then I fuck you.
I don't think nobody has used me for money, so but what? They have.
Consensually.
Oh, yeah, consensually.
I think people have used me for my attention because mm-hmm. I'm a good listener. And I offer good. I give really good advice,
bro. When I was saying that earlier, niggas called me a simp. You definitely simping for that, bro.
How am I simping?
Used for attention is definitely simp.
Used for advice and attention is simping.
We were friends.
I've simped though.
We were friends though.
For that.
We were friends.
I've been a simp for the.
I used her for her attention too.
Was you trying to beat?
Not really.
Then it's not simping if y'all friends. That's friendship.
That's why I said it wasn't sipping.
That's friendship, not ship, not sipping.
That's your exactly what I just said.
We're talking about getting used by women that you want to have sex with.
Yeah.
Never.
Never. I don't think I've ever been used. I mean, I probably have.
I've been used for the attention. I've been simping before.
I feel like we all been used for attention before.
I just told you I was choosing on the bitch that chose on my man. So pause.
Damn, that's crazy.
I've been simping before. Never for my bread though.
Yeah, never for
my bread. I be telling bitches up front.
Yeah. I'm poor.
Right. No, I was just look, them shoes. Yeah. I don't got faith in your yams like that. I'm getting the rafts.
No, sometimes she'll be like, yo my god, like so shorty ever text you like first day y'all texting, I'll be like, what you doing? Now I'm trying to get this code. Oh, let me see the code. I'm just trying to start a conversation. She sent me the screenshot with the price in it though. They be like, yeah, I'm $40 short. You ever get that text?
Never. Nah.
Bro, never. You don't know how many times I got that text similar, a coat, some shoes.
And she wasn't yours?
She never minds, bro. This is like the first day we texting. She just trying
she
to
never
see
minds.
she never minds. This is my turn. That's all it is.
It's my turn. Damn. They be like talking about these girls like they motherfucking.
Bro, because these bitches belong to everybody, bro. That's one thing I learned, bro. Every bitch I'm talking to right now, all of them got an ex they still dealing with. All of them.
I like that. Is that like your fetish then?
Nah, I think that most women, they just too scared to move on.
Sometimes I like being number two, bro. Number two be the spot. Because she fucking with me for one thing. Like, she wants that. Number one is the guy she wants to be with for the emotional support, all that other shit. And I'm just a good time.
That's why I like being.
But here's the thing, though.
I like being a mix between the two.
But here's the thing, though, bro. That ex that she got, she still fucking him. So he always going to be the good time still.
If she's fucking me, it's cool.
Nah, because what's going to happen is she going to stop fucking you. She going to choose.
Sometimes I like to be that ex. Like, knowing that, like, I had that situation like that.
I'd rather be the ex 100%.
Yeah.
Like,
I had a, yeah. Like, I was the guy, like, she's texting the baby this, da-da-da-da-da, like. But she knows he don't know that she fresh off me. Like, we just got through some shit that she not, like, she still want me, but I kind of moved on from it. Like, I was the toxic ex. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, we're all toxic, bro. That word don't mean anything anymore, to be honest. We're all toxic.
Yeah. No, but sometimes you more, like, you fucking up the pH balance. And that was me. Like, no, not like that. That sounds like a fucking.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that in that. In that context, but
y'all was like, "Well, what you fucking up the pH balance?"
Nah, I ain't dirty dicking, but I'm saying like sometimes you more toxic than they are, and it was a time where I was that ex, and that's always more fun to be that ex because you know the boy is like, "Oh, what you doing? I ain't talked to you all day," and it's like you just got through like a hot like
yeah, bro,
hot sex session.
Nah,
of, like
you just dumped
a hot head full of sex.
You just yeah. dumped her all through the yard.
Right. Like she knocked out type shit. Like just woke up from that joint.
Oh, that's a fact. Oh, that's a figgity for sure.
Yeah, that's a great feeling. Drop her off at home so he could pick her up later. And she already tired. She checking her phone waiting for me to text her.
Bro, I wrote this topic down, but then the bigger pie said it, and I'm going still gonna say it because I wrote it down and I was mad when they said it. What you do when you on FaceTime and you come first?
Oh, it's over.
You cutting it off?
No, I don't cut it off. I heard that, but I definitely talk them through.
You talk them through?
You talk them through?
Yeah.
I'm definitely, yo, you wilding right now. Keep going. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, turn around. No, stand up.
Yeah.
Twerk for me.
You got to talk them through it.
Yeah. I start giving directions and shit. I start answering shit I don't want to see.
You
got to
spit
on
your
titty.
Movie, bro. Right. You gotta direct your own movie. Got to.
Bro, I start asking for wild shit. You got whipped cream in your house? You got some whipped cream?
Get the whipped cream.
Yo, niggas always think whipped cream is the fucking next level.
Yo, whipped cream go crazy, bro.
Like, niggas be thinking they really experimented.
I'm not a food during sex type guy. I'm not putting no whipped cream nowhere near my
bro, mind. Listen. You ever had a shawty suck your dick with ice?
No, I did some shit with ice whenever.
Okay. I had this one shawty. She sucked my dick with ice while she was chewing Big Red gum.
That's dangerous.
Bro.
What the fuck?
Bro.
So you had the icy hot?
She liked the way that I ride. She liked the way that I woo.
Bro,
I was on Antarctica. That sounds fire,
bro.
Man,
bro, I was going dummy, bro.
I'm about to tweet that. I want to see like ice and a
big red, bro. Cause her mouth was hot, but it was cold,
bro. That sounds crazy.
The icy hot experience,
bro.
The icy hot extravagance,
bro. She went crazy, bro. My legs was doing this tension. I'm doing that.
Yeah, that's one of them joints where your stomach lock up and your toes crack. And niggas hit the.
But bro, but you start doing shit like that, and like she start going harder. Like she bitch start showing no mercy and shit. I'm like, damn, bitch. I'm letting out bitch ass moans and shit.
All right,
bro. It's an audio media. It wasn't for y'all.
Cut it right there.
It's a bad joint.
I got these headphones on, big dog.
Oh, you heard it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was not right in my ear.
That shit was really in, like, my eardrums did not appreciate that.
That was too intimate.
Bro, you niggas don't moan?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
What you mean you're not sure? You be there, nigga.
Bro, niggas don't be thinking about it. When
I really, in the moment, all I'm thinking about is, yo, I'm...
Are you an eyes closed during sex kind of guy?
Nah, fuck that.
No,
fuck that.
No.
It depends, man.
Nah,
it depends.
Bro.
It depends.
What does it depend on?
I close my eyes when I be kissing, but
yeah, nigga, that's standard
what
practice.
The fuck? Nah, we talking about sex.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You talking about some kissing?
I feel
shit.
Like certain joint. Like sometimes I like to shut off because you can concentrate on your other senses. That's why people fuck in the dark.
Bro, I fuck eyes open all the time, and then I let out moans purposely because I know get her going.
You know, I'm an eyes open guy because I actually don't like fucking in the dark.
I've
I got this question. I've been meaning to tweet this for a long time. What age or do you find the right hole on the first time? Because I still can't to this day.
What you mean?
Find the what?
The right hole
on the first time.
On the first time?
I mean, I was in relationship for 3 years. I found the right hole all the time.
Bro,
I was used to that hole.
Yeah, when I was in a relationship with the one John, I was getting there.
Here's the thing, bro. With a new bitch, every bitch hole in a different spot. Bitch is going to tell you it's not. Every bitch hole is like 2 inches that way, an inch this way, a centimeter to the left.
It's the coordinates. Right. You got to adjust the
trajectory. So you
to this day, I still don't be knowing how to get it. I'm just talking about with a new bitch.
I've done it.
Try.
Yeah. I've done it first try, bro. I've done it first try with the
bro.
First go, bro.
Bro, let me tell you my secret is I hit a little finger action right before I go in.
That's what you gotta do.
And then
I about to say,
yeah,
that's what you
bro,
gotta
but
do.
I still be trying to get the finger action. Then by the time I go to insert, don't be where I thought it was.
No. Because sometimes you gotta watch it go in.
That's what I be.
I do it. You know what I'm saying? My hand eye coordination is sturdy.
Bro. The no look pass is crazy, bro. You got hit with the no look pass.
That's after you win. And then you like, all right, so that's where it's at. Then you can no look pass. You can
Jason
Williams.
Definitely go ahead, put that in.
Oh, bro.
Put that in for me.
That's a good move. Bro, that's also a good move with the condom and shit. You tell her to throw the condom on?
Yeah,
that's
a good move. Girl put the condom on for me with her mouth.
That's a little bit too freaky. I like the roll down with the hands. I like that.
No, she put that shit on with her mouth, and I rocked her world that
first
night.
First of all, I said that's a little bit too freaky. I don't be getting my fucking trunk popped.
Yeah, that's
trunk pop sound way different than what you're trying to say.
I be popping the trunk.
Hey, yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I opened the garage for her.
You getting your trunk popped?
Yeah, getting your trunk popped, sound
bro.
Like you getting your booty fingers. Finger popping at his assholes. What was that? 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, finger popping. That's really on Jump Street.
Yeah.
Yo, holy shit.
But yeah, with the mess around joint, I was fucking with, like, on and off.
Mm-hmm. You called it a mess around?
Yeah,
right.
I mean, like a '90s
R&B song. Oh, mess
mean?
Around girl.
Literally, first go.
Oh shit, we gotta make that album.
First go with it. I was proud of myself too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not too many joints I'm sliding in first try. I'd definitely be like, yeah, I'm saying, yo, put it in, do that for me.
No, I like to put it in when like I don't gotta tell her when she riding and it slip out and she just grab it herself.
Yeah, I mean bitches know that because they at that point they just is like invested in their own nut.
They like
so, you know what I'm saying, they gonna keep the momentum.
Yeah, you fucking
nation
up. Yeah.
Fuck. She like, nigga, you on my time now? Come on, you playing too much. Put that dick back in.
Be like that.
I'm like, my fault. You mean I see how you carry your sweetheart?
Right.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Yeah.
This that splat.
Right.
She be having that splat. That's a fact.
Yeah. Nigga, I'm going to Miami next week.
Turn up.
From the, Sunday to next Saturday.
Damn, so you going to miss a pod?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But we not going to miss a pod. We going to work that out.
You going to double up?
Yeah.
All right, we can double up.
Yeah, next Thursday, we're going to double up. We're going to do a double.
Fuck damn, it. We were, damn, niggas working overtime?
Fuck it.
You see what you niggas is getting? Like, we doing overtime for y'all on this content. Like,
you know what I'm saying? All six of y'all.
No.
All three of y'all.
Kel, this for you.
Right. Shout out to Kel.
Shout out to Kel.
Yeah, shout out to Kel. He was here last week. I listened to it. Kel didn't say much, but, you know, he was potent.
Right.
He was potent. He said enough.
I'm saying. That's him. Shout out
to Kel. Yeah, that's him. That's a fact.
Shout out to Kel.
We got music. New music on the way. Me and Kel.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I got new music on the way.
I wouldn't say it's new.
It's new to
it. Yeah, I'm dropping that old song, the one that we played in the beginning of the pod from last week.
Are you talking about Addicted?
No.
Father's Day.
Yeah.
Are you finally letting that go? Letting that fly? Because I was listening to the last pod. I was on break because, you know,
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on until I came in here.
Yeah.
Because you did say, I was playing some old shit.
Yeah, I was playing some old shit last week.
I thought you meant like throwbacks.
Nah, like our throwbacks.
Yeah. After I listened and your old shit came up, I was like, the old shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that joint. I'm gonna schedule it for release just so I don't forget about it.
Yeah, just put that bitch up with A-Mews. Get that shit, you know.
No, I'm a United Masters artist.
This nigga's.
And United this, Masters.
This nigga signed a 1501.
Nah, that's what you call him? I just got a distribution United deal. Masters. I own my masters.
United Masters.
United Masters.
Cool ass.
Yeah,
it's a cool guy.
Me and Mr. Stout. Yeah, he told me he got a lot of faith in me.
He called you personally?
Yeah.
What he said?
He said that
He said you're the future.
They got connections with the NBA, so
They're gonna play it.
Yeah.
They're gonna play on Father's
weekend next year if I keep up this trajectory.
Trajectory,
bro. Trajectory. This nigga went into one business meeting. Was like, yo, that's a good word. I like that one,
bro. Niggas acting like I'm not smart.
Nah, bro, that's the bit.
I went to ENS.
ENS,
bro. We got listeners in Canada. They don't know about that.
Do we?
Yeah, bro. 50% of them.
Niggas got one listener. In Canada.
No, I look at the analytics.
The analytics.
I look at them.
ENS is an engineering and science high school in Philadelphia, guys. That's where I went. It's my alma mater.
Guys, I dropped out. I belong to the block.
I graduated from the streets.
Dude, I dropped out. Yo, shout out to all my niggas that dropped out there. Y'all know the vibes. If you ain't got your GED yet, go get that thing.
Get that GED, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Stop bullshitting on that. It's not that hard. You a bitch nigga if you ain't got it. You mean fuck them niggas. You mean listen, you can't keep getting fronted a half and think that half is gonna move you. Bro, the most you gonna make off that half is 250. That's the most you gonna make off of it. And that's if you break it down super crazy.
Y'all niggas need to stop rapping too.
Yeah, they definitely are using rap. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, to try to get on?
Yeah, to try to get on.
Rap is the new
trap?
Yeah.
Bro,
niggas need to stop that shit.
Bro, it's rap. It's rap trapper go to the league, bro. Niggas 5'11", they can't go to the league. Niggas is pussy, they get ran off blocks. They can't sell drugs. But you can get in the studio and cap. If you got $40 an hour for a studio time, you can do whatever you want.
You can.
Beats is free on YouTube.
The system is working effectively. Niggas.
Yo, it's easy to look the part.
They got us niggas locked up, bro. Like niggas only want to rap or sell drugs.
Yeah,
bro. I was selling drugs and rapping about it while I was robbing people during the daytime. So yeah,
niggas wasn't good at none of it.
I wasn't. Nigga, wait, not the rap neither.
He said, wait, not the rap. I sent you them rap.
You sent me fire emojis back. Nigga, you was lying. Niggas said, you gotta put that one out. I didn't.
Yeah, that's the problem, dog. Niggas wasn't putting shots up.
Bro, I'm putting these shots up now. First, yeah. Niggas. I've recorded some new shit. I haven't recorded, but I wrote some new shit and I sent the boys roughs of it. The boys hate these beats.
I didn't like the songs. It wasn't just the beats. Like, they just weren't good songs.
What made them not good songs?
They just wasn't rocking. Like, the lyrics was there, but it wasn't a good song.
I don't know. I'm going to put it out anyway. I'm going to let y'all decide.
Yeah, put it out.
Yeah,
do what you want. Yeah, do what you want, bro.
Yeah.
Niggas got to put the shots up. That'd be the problem.
I'm putting the shots up now. I'm putting the shots up.
For now.
No, not for now. I'm telling y'all, every week for us to year, I'm putting a song up. I got enough music to do it. Me and Lodge did a lot of songs in, like, September through, like, from, like, August to about early October.
What was your beef with Lodge again? That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, beef with Lodge?
No.
It wasn't like a beef. Like, it was just, like, he had an issue with something. Like,
what happened was
I canceled on you, right?
Yeah, I booked the studio session, and he had canceled me last minute. And I stopped using him as my engineer for a while. But then he gave me free hours. So I was like, all right, never mind. I had to pay him for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
So I went back. Should be happening, though.
Should definitely be happening, dog.
Should be two seasons sometimes. Should be way two seasons.
Bro, we can't pod with the lights off like this again.
Why? It's too calm?
It's making me sleepy.
Yeah, it's really calm.
It's mad warm in here.
It's mad somber.
Yeah,
I appreciate
not somber.
Like the room temperature
mixed with this lighting. That's how you be getting in my day clothes, bro. I see it because they get sleepy.
Bro, don't say I get them out their clothes because they be sleepy.
No, it's just like it's just the comfortableness of it.
The ambiance,
right? They be loose.
The atmosphere,
right?
Bro, all the bitches I be fucking with be loose.
And then you get the TV on with the Netflix, and it's like, I could do this. That's what be happening.
I'm gonna suck his dick tonight. It's whatever.
Right. That's all it is.
Damn, bro.
Did this turn into a bed or something?
This?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. This straight couch work.
Straight couch work. I put her smooth over the arm.
right on this backside right here. I do damage.
Wow.
That's funny. Sometimes I bend her this way. Don't matter. She gonna get it. Bro, I fucked the bitch the other day. I actually fucked two bitches last week.
Look at you.
That's normal.
Yeah, right.
That's normal shit.
This guy.
That's normal.
I guess he's doing triple doubles. It's like, I average that for the season. I do that in my sleep. Mama mentality. Niggas ain't knocking down two, they ain't knocking down nothing.
You hear how he said it? Like he forgot one?
He definitely said, you know, I actually knocked down two last week. Because if you count Sunday part of the week, you know, I don't know. Sometimes they say Mondays is the start of work week. So, you know, it depends on how you want to carry it. But I think either way, I might have got two in there. I might have got two in there either way. So, you know. Either way it goes.
Rod did say, man, I was not like, oh, no, it was two. Oh, yeah, I forgot about her.
Right, she mad as shit.
They both bad as shit right now. I don't care. First of all, she drove all the way out here from Jersey. Remember, Shorty, I was telling you about?
Oh, she drove out here?
Yeah, bro, you know me. You know the vibes. She drove out here early morning before work.
Before work?
Before work?
Before I had to go to work, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what'd she do the rest of her day?
I don't know. I ain't told her the rest of the day.
You didn't even talk to her to make sure she got back to Jersey safe? Niggas a scumbag.
Bro, I went on with the rest of my day, bro.
Nah, he said my nuts was empty. But I need to think about it. I don't need to think about nothing else.
No, bro, I'm nice, though. I cooked for her and shit. I made her some pancakes.
Oh, all right. All right. Yeah.
All right.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, bro, I dicked her and made her some pancakes.
Fuck out.
You mean I gave her some orange juice with it? Yeah. Right.
I made you breakfast.
You want some juice?
She asked for water, but I brought her orange juice.
Was it worth the trip for her, you think?
She said she had fun.
But did she schedule another one?
Yes.
Oh yeah, you straight then. Yeah,
bro. First, my dick yelp. I'm like a 9, bro. All
right.
You mean
okay?
Then the other shorty, I beat her the other day. I beat it. You mean we used like 3-4 condoms? This was like it was different sessions we was going through. She texted me next morning like, "Yo, I'm gonna need some more of that dick." I was like,
"Oh man,
you know the vibes."
Putting them shots up.
You know the vibes. Right. I ain't gonna lie, I felt bad because the shorty I was fucking with, I was fucking like 3 weeks ago. She said my dick was trash, and I ain't know if I lost a step. I ain't know if I lost it. Like
she told you it was trash,
bro. She let me beat twice and told me it was trash.
Wow,
bro. She told me it was trash after the first time, and I was like, "Nah."
How does that come up? Cause like I'm blocking her after that. Like
nah. See, bro, I'm a performer. Like I don't want no scars on my record. So like, bitch, I heard throwing smut on my name. I'm like, nah. So what I do wrong? Mm-hmm. So she told me what the vibes was. Like, all right, well, I'm gonna come through. I'm gonna clean that up, and we gonna have a better game next game. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought I cleaned it up. I didn't.
Damn.
She wasn't fucking with the second time. And in that case,
but how does it come up in conversation? Like, what she? How did she tell you? She told you it was trash.
No, she was. So what happened?
She just was like, it was all right,
bro. The bitch wasn't mentally, bitch mentally ill. So she was trying to cut me off. And one of her reasons for cutting me off was the dick wasn't that good. I was like, all right, well, that's cool. But I handled like mad mature. I was like, all right, whatever, you can dip out, it's cool. But she was like, no, but I like talking to you. And I was like, all right, I get that. That's what you trying to do.
She said, no, I'm not simping.
I don't. No, I'm not. But like, I was like, I don't really want to be simping. I just be talking. But da da da, you mean da da da? We start rapping about it. So she told me like, wow, she was like, all right, bet, whatever. I'm gonna come through tonight then. Same day. She tried to cut me off. I came through. I beat. You mean I thought I worked.
Closed the chapter, so it's like, you know, I still beat though.
No, first of all, then like the next week she said bitch said it still wasn't good. So I was like, at that point,
she said it got better.
She said it wasn't good still.
Damn.
So at that point, I'm like, I don't even like you that much, and my dick trash. So I'm not pleasing you, and I don't even like you that much.
Has
so
she been mentioned on the pod before?
I think so.
Like, what context do we know her by?
The bitch did I tell you about the bitch I met her and then I spent a night at her house the first day I met her?
No, that's crazy. No. We didn't hear that story.
Oh, yeah, that was her.
Let's get to it. How does that happen?
From the top.
I'm Damo, you know. I stayed up with her. So I met her Sunday night. I was drunk. I met her on Tinder. You mean we was rapping. She gave me her number. I'm on FaceTime with her all night type shit. Mm-hmm. Like I'm drunk, so I'm giving the vibes up. She's like, oh, you cool. She's like, yo, you wanna come see me today? I was like, today? She was like, it's like, yeah, like it was like 3 a.m. by this point. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I'll come see you later and shit. So I woke up around like 1, 2. I hit her again. I'm like, yo, I'm still seeing you tonight.
Edit point.
I ain't say nothing.
Edit point.
I ain't say nothing. Nobody said nothing.
I ain't say nothing.
Nobody said nothing.
All right.
I didn't say anything.
I'm not going to say it neither.
As long as you know, dog.
But oh, my God. That shit's so funny right now, blood. That shit too funny. But look, so I met her. Da da da. She was like, I'm still sliding. She's like, yeah, you still sliding. So I went to her crib, late night type shit. You know, she had her own apartment and shit. She had roommates.
Damn, yeah. You fucked that bag up.
Nah, bro. Bitch was mentally unill.
Mentally unill.
Mentally unill?
She straight then.
No, my fault. Mentally ill, bro.
She good.
Nah. She, remember I tell you about she one of those bitches that's like, remember the concept of like every bitch still fucking with the ex?
Yeah.
But her ex wasn't even like a real nigga she was with. That she was just fucking her best friend. But her best friend, this bitch crazy. But her best friend, he got a new bitch.
Okay.
And like they kind of living together and shit now, but she was pregnant by the nigga.
Oh,
and let me beat.
Ooh, while she was pregnant?
While she was pregnant?
Like she having a baby?
No, she aborting it.
Oh damn.
Oh shit.
But like, you mean I ain't know like.
Shot blocked.
Bro, I ain't know till she like she wasn't showing or nothing.
Did
like
pull
that.
Out.
I wore a condom.
And she was pregnant. I'm dumping.
Nah, bro, you can't be going raw on these bitches.
Thump and dump.
You can't be going raw on these bitches, bro. That's how you catch something.
No, I didn't say I was going raw, but I was definitely dumping.
I mean, I dumped in the condom for sure. I don't pull out when I got a condom on.
No, I pull out with the condom on. Y'all niggas don't pull out with the condom on?
No.
When I first started beating, I didn't pull out with the condom on, but.
No. Bro, if I'm wearing a condom, it's for two reasons.
I don't think I ever did.
No, I don't pull out with a condom on.
Y'all niggas is nasty.
Bro, I had a girlfriend for 3 years. I wasn't pulling out at all.
I don't want no kids. Like, I don't want no kids, bro.
Yeah, but that's the point of the condom.
Yeah. Nah.
Bro, if the nuts seep out, bro, it was meant to be.
Nah.
First of all, I don't shoot that big of loads, so I ain't worried. Like, I beat my dick too often. Like, my loads ain't that hefty.
Nigga be walking around on E all day.
Didn't I just tell you I beat my dick before I go to work?
It's made me on a quarter tank. I definitely all sometimes day.
Get, like that's how tank. I wake up.
You wake up with a beat?
I think I beat my shit in the morning more frequently than I do at night.
I think that's how, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get the day started.
Yeah, that's how I start my day.
You gotta start with a clear mind.
Okay. Yeah, I do that shit before I eat in the morning.
Hey, okay, can you chill, bro?
I do that shit too, though, because you got to start. You mean, like, I don't like coming to a workplace or just in general.
I'm not coming to nobody's workplace. I'm coming to Pornhub, nigga.
Wait, what?
All right.
Wait, what?
See, I'm all right.
No, it was a bar.
It was a bar.
Oh,
I appreciated the bar. That's what I'm saying.
That shit was over my
ass.
Head.
This is ass. This your ass.
No, I don't think it's ass.
Bro,
I think because
I just put up a bad shot. That's all. That should just.
I'm trying to clean up. I'm trying to get the offensive rebound. Bro, you started
with a bad shot too.
Yeah, I'm off this game.
No, I'm telling you what happened, bro.
That's why, you know what I'm saying?
Load management?
So today's load management day?
Next game I'm going to play, and then the week after that, you know what I'm saying?
Is that the title of this pod? Load management?
Yes! Yeah. You just named it. Load management, the name of this pod.
Yeah.
Wow, because niggas is definitely talking about loads.
Bro. Nah, bro. So
managing the load.
Bro, we over niggas' heads. I'm using a picture of Kawhi this week.
Load.
Oh yeah, bro, we over niggas' heads this week, bro. We over niggas' heads. Damn.
Over them.
Well, we gave him an hour. We can dip out now.
Yeah, I got this cinnamon bun I'm about to eat. Pause.
All right. Let's see what these boys sent in for songs of the week this week.
I don't even remember what I sent.
You sent Yep, there we go. This is Warhol Bird's Nest, produced by Kenny Beats.
Hey, turn me down.
Ten bands in these same jeans. Count it up. Bring out that chopper to punish her. Stepping up, call me the finisher. Ski mask on, so sinister. Beat it the pack, beat. Hop in the back of the mate. Eat. Fuck it the pussy. Fuck it the sheets. Slide like a hoe. I keep the key. I like the game. I need heat. I rock the rain. Call up the feast. Call up the game. Hop out the Jeep. Hop in range. Ten toe down, these niggas so lightweight. Speed on nigga like a nitrate. Hit it from the back, make it vibrate. Chain on wrist, so I ride skate. I ride Chevy, get by the muscle, hop out the heli. We got the hustle, bay on the selling. Boy, I touch it, hop out Nelly. Fresh out the oven, hop on J. I'm on Che, I'm on Flex. Ride with killers, fresh out the Jake. Fly with Bird, fresh out the Ness. I ride the Hummer, I ride Chevy. Get by the muscle, hop out the heli. We got the hustle, bay on the selling. Boy, I touch it, hop out Nelly. Fresh out the oven, hop on J. I'm on Che, I'm on Flex. Ride with killers, fresh out the Jake. Fly with Bird, fresh out the Ness.
Send that bitch through. That was Warhol.
It's not a leak.
That was Warhol. You niggas' mics is back on. That was Warhol.
Oh, what? Oh.
What's the name of that song again?
Bird's Nest.
Bird's Nest. It was definitely the low management pod. We came here with the bad energy today. My fault, y'all.
This nigga got his stomach out.
Definitely do. Definitely yeah. Low manager.
Bro, you eat a cinnamon, but don't talk to me. like fuck. Nigga try to call me fat eat a cinnamon. Shit is crazy.
Oh Jesus.
this is Lil Uzi Vert run up. I don't think this shit's official. Rob said this bitch might be elite.
Oh no, bro. Yeah, this
should've been up for so long. I'm high as what? I'm high for what? Yeah. Lows and lows. 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 Yeah. Lows and yeah. Me and your bitch, we had sex. Yeah. Then I turned her over. What? Me and your bitch, we relaxed. Chill. Yeah. Love. Little Uzi off a flat. Love.
Yeah. Beating you up like I'm Jax. Yeah. Serving. All of these motherfucking zombies, they all on the line. Making the money, nigga, I'm the man. Chaining the diamond, the different the colors. It looking like the beak on two can of sand. Okay, I'm chilling, the bitches on me, and I feel like a villain. I'm popping his ass. Zanny, I'm Zanny, I'm about your bitch on me. She don't wear no panties, she just wanna fuck me. Just wanna suck it. She just sit on the dick, I'm so uncomfortable. I be getting all the money, it's ugly. I get the pay, but these niggas be hating. The bitch on me, and she might stop percolating. Let me check your credentials, the rolling presidential. Look at the watch, and that bitch a big face. I'm smoking, I'm strong, and you smoking on shade. I am a star like the top of my race. I am a big fan of the machine guns, but I like the revolvers, they hold the case. Rocking the bait mask, I won't get it boiler. Mixing the activists with the cream soda. Pushing her, I throw it all like a floater. Walking in with a suit, go y'all briefcase. No OG be stacking the money. To that money, can I stack? I get that money, yeah. Cut up and run up a rock. Run up and run up the racks. 2-2-3 right through the rats. Bond in New York and Joe Shep. And you still shopping at sex. Why? Yeah. Me and your bitch, we had sex. Yeah. Then I turned her over. What? Me and your bitch, we relaxed. Chill. Yeah. Love. Little Uzi off a flat. Love. Yeah. Beating you up like I'm Jax. 9mm. Put all in your size as a pepperoni on a medium pizza. I am a creature. Chop up and sell all the product. Continue with rich like you is. I'm a boss. I've been just getting all that money. Nigga be talking how much you that new. I'm check cost. I said these niggas be shopping. They really not shopping. They getting their clothes right from Ross. All of these diamonds are blessing my TVVS. I swear to God I only talk. Some of my niggas they blood and they gripping too. Feel like I'm mystical. It ain't my fault. Put on my ring and my nail and my bracelet. I swear I'm not basic. I shine in the dark. Niggas know that my talk coming. I swear that I'm bubbling like when the snow hit the salt. Me and my old bitch and we fell apart. Found me a new bitch, made her play a part. Racing the Rari like Mario Kart. My diamond yellow, it looking like bar. Straight to the season, I swear that I'm pimping. Whipping Benny, I'm not putting them shrimps in. Lil Uzi be stacking the money. To that money, can I stack? I get that money, yeah. Cut up and run up a rock. Run up and run up the racks. 2-2-3 right through the rats. Bond in New York and Joe Shep. And you still shopping at sex. Why? Yeah. Me and your bitch, we had sex. Yeah. Then I turned her over. What? Me and your bitch, we relaxed. Chill. Yeah. Love. Little Uzi off a flat.
Nigga, yeah. Hucker this John. Me and you like I'm Jax. Out, bro. Nigga, you tripping. You twipping.
Pucker, bro. Twipping. And pucker? Yo, that's nuts.
Bro, I just farted through the song of the week.
You smell sick. Ew, nigga, you stink like a damn dog. Niggas is sick. Nigga, you smell like you like dead ass. Like you smell like you about to take fucking a fucking a butt naked shit.
Bro, like dead ass, naked.
You smell like you about to be praying tonight.
Good God. Yo, nah, bro, niggas ain't never bring that energy to the pod this week, bro. Keep that, keep
bro,
that.
Nah, nigga, you need to keep that.
Nigga said, so you need
nigga
to keep.
Just toot it, bro.
Toot, toot.
Nigga just pop his trunk. Bro, you know what Uncle Charlotte be saying, too?
What?
Bro, that's inviting it. Farting around other men is gay. You inviting men to your ass to see what. Because you giving us a fucking a
I'm
sample.
I'm queasing.
Niggas is giving out samples of the fucking ass, bro. That's gay, bro. That's gay.
Hey, yo, fellas. It's fellas. Is farting around your homeboys gay?
Farting around your homeboys is gay, bro. Why you wanting another man to know what your ass smell like? Unless you inviting them in there.
Bro, I don't, bro. I slipped out, bro.
Bro. No, yo. This nigga's gay. Should just be slipping out his ass.
This is Juke Juke by Chance the Rapper.
Well, fuck with this one. I'm gonna
Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper.
Kayla. Teddy. She working that day. She knows she got it. The mama so bad, you know she naughty. Her do is so slow, now watch her take it. She giving a show, now watch her break it. Back it up like 3-4. Hands in the tracks like choo-choo. Can't nobody do it like choo-choo.
Mama sip a little bit of that screw juice or a little bit of that special cake. Throw it in a bowl like Fruit Loop. Oh la, mommy chola, mommy hola, mommy slow up. Excuse my French, my lingo, but I know I play single. A girlfriend said they bad it, you know that I'm bilingual. The channel gonna make up, I'm off a couple pintos. The battle's out on Saturday, it's Churchill's on Domingo. So why they out in front and gone and back it for your man? Because even when your friends acting funny, you gon' dance like. She working that day, she knows she got it. The mama so bad, you know she not it. Her do is so slow, now watch her take it. She giving a show, now watch her break it. Why
open,
shorty going. She from low and Owen, went to Kenwood, me too. Nah, I'm lying, she said she got somebody, bitch, me too. I hope that juice shit work out, man, cause it's that new workout plan. And I'm that dude you heard about, and I hope that get your shirt off. And if not, he more dancing back. All I need is that preview, put you on the floor and show the nigga how to freak you. Slow on, slow grind. Old time, you can take your own time. But if I can't hit your ass on time, gotta hit me online, you can't hit my phone line.
That was Chance the Rapper, Juke. The best part about this episode is the best content wasn't on mic.
One of the girls that I follow got an OnlyFans link, but that joint, the link not working. I'm trying to find it because that shit only $5. And I'm definitely...
You horn like that?
It's just better when it's a real person, bro. Like, that was the whole shit we was talking about earlier.
Do she got like, clips up on her, like...
Nah, you
media?
Know bitches not giving the clips up for free now. No. Which they don't understand is counterproductive, because if niggas seen, like... For every 7 videos you post, give us, like, 30 seconds of, like, you know what I'm saying, one of them joints. Niggas, you're going to get more followers. Because niggas is going to want to see more.
Yeah. All right, boys. This was the Low Manager Pod. Thanks for listening to another episode of Listen Why You Should Podcast, the only podcast that encourages you to listen to while you should. The fastest growing podcast in the history of podcasts. Don't Google that, because it's a fact. There's 2 things in this world every human has: opinions and assholes. We so happen to be assholes with opinions, and I ripped my ass earlier.
What?
Well, thank you for listening to that whole podcast. You are appreciated. You are a gem, and I love you. And if you made it through that whole podcast, do me one more favor. Well, actually, 3 more favors. Go over to my Instagram page at Listen to This While You Shit. Give us a follow. Go over to our Twitter page, Listen and Shit. Give us a follow. And if you had the time left over, if you had the time, go over to our Apple Podcast page and leave us a rating review. Tell us why you like the podcast or why you hate the podcast. Either way, I want to know. Give us a 1-star or 5-star. You let us know and tell me why, so I can improve based off your review and I can get better. The only way I'm ever going to get better is if you tell me why I suck. So thanks for listening.